is one of my favorite bits of the week, coming to be able to worship together and hear God really praised in this place. I love seeing what God's doing in every single individual journey, where he's transforming lives and he's increasing faith, and we're seeing just God doing amazing things. And I wonder if every time we come in, we have this mindset that we're expecting God to move, we're expecting God to speak, because that in some ways is totally dependent on you and totally dependent on me. That if we have got a heart to say, God, speak to me today, transform me today, change me today. As we thought about last week, shape and mold me today into the person that you want me to be, then it is totally life-changing. At the life groups this week, and a wee bit on what I was talking about last week, we were thinking about all the different miracles that Jesus performed when he was here on earth, and some of them spoke to you in a specific way. You could identify with the people in the story and how God touched and transformed their lives. But I wonder if you believe today that he can still transform lives. I wonder if even today you would take it closer to home and say he is able to transform your life. And for some of you that are in here today, you might be thinking, that's totally impossible. We've heard Matthew's story today in terms of how God is calling him to take this step of faith away from what he knows, away from the church that he loves, and to head to Portugal, totally depending on God to provide every single thing that he needs. I was thinking about it. I remember when I took that step of faith when I was much younger. I remember having no fear. I'm just going to do it. I'm off. Let's go. Although it was a wee bit of a cheat, because when I done it, I moved from View Park to Motherwell. I was 6 miles down the road. I still took my washing down to my mum to get it done every week. It's not as far as Portugal. But I'll never forget that when I took that step of faith, God met the need. And that's been our experience as we've lived by faith even to this very day, that when we take that step and we know it's God's call, then God does the miraculous. And it got me thinking about a passage that we've actually looked at before, but there was a wee phrase in this passage that I want us to look at today. And the idea is, are you living life thinking, I want to stay safe, quite comfortable where I am, the risks are low? Or are you somebody who's ready to step out and to step into something new, maybe even to step into the unknown? That would be different for every single one of us. But the passage that we're going to look at today is in Matthew chapter 14. And we're going to read it through. And then I've just got a few wee thoughts to bring to us today to encourage you. Is it time today to step out and to step into faith? Matthew 14, verse 22 says, immediately after this, Jesus insisted that his disciples get back into the boat and cross to the other side of the lake while he sent the people home. And after sending them home, he went up into the hills by himself to pray, and night fell while he was there alone. Meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble far away from land, for a strong wind had risen, and they were fighting heavy waves. About 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came toward them, walking on the water. When the disciples saw him walking in the water, they were terrified. In their fear, they cried out, it's a ghost. But Jesus spoke to them at once. Don't be afraid, he said. Take courage. I am here. Then Peter called to him, Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you walking on the water. Yes, come, Jesus said. So Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on the water towards Jesus. But when he saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified and he began to sink. "Save me, Lord," he shouted. And immediately Jesus reached out and grabbed him. "You have so little faith," Jesus said. "Why did you doubt me?" And when they climbed back into the boat, the wind stopped. Then the disciples worshipped him. "You really are the Son of God," they exclaimed. So in summary, we find in this passage, Jesus is away up the mountainside to pray. The disciples are making their own way across the lake and a storm hits. Jesus appears walking on the water, and not one but two miracles were about to happen. It was a scary but really exciting time at the same time. And it got me thinking that sometimes as we go through life, you'll know what it's like when you face something that is scary but it's equally exciting. You're kind of on the edge of making a decision to move forward, to do something, and you're trying to figure out, is this the right move? Is this the right step? And as much as there's fear in there, there's always that excitement about what's going to happen. That might describe your life right now. Or you actually might be one step back, is that the fear is absolutely crippling you, stopping you from taking the next step. I want to ask you a question. And each of you answer this for yourself. You can't actually answer this for anybody else. It can only be your answer. How big is your faith today compared with your fear? What's winning? How big is your faith today compared to your fear today? What is winning? You see, in this passage, they were on the edge of something really, really powerful. They were on the edge of something really personal. They were on the edge of something life-changing, faith-changing. It was a pivotal moment. And then something shifts. Something stops them in their tracks, and that's what we see happened in the passage. Jesus has gone to pray. He's gone to take time out. He sent the disciples off on their journey to get to the other side of the lake. And here they are traveling as they would have done regularly, by boat, on the water. And suddenly they're faced with a storm. The strong wind comes. The waves are beating and tossing this boat from side to side. They're absolutely terrified about what's happening then. But then we find out they're terrified when Jesus shows up. And no wonder. That stuff doesn't happen. It's no normal. It's no natural. But Jesus, it tells us in the passage, saw them at a distance. 3 o'clock in the morning. They're halfway across the lake. And Jesus comes and meets them first in that fear. And then as they're terrified and they think it's a ghost, he reassures them. But it was a wee line that was in the scripture that I want us to focus on today. In fact, there's a few wee lines I want us to look at, right? Think about this. I want you to imagine yourself. You're in that boat. This is an area that's known for its unpredictable weather. There can be unexpected changes in a heartbeat. You're on the boat, it's getting tossed about like crazy. And they're wondering how they're going to get to safety. And then a figure comes out of the shadows. Were they fully expecting that Jesus was going to turn up? Well, how would he get there? He's walking in the water. And he says to them these words, and you might need to hear these words today afresh. You might need to hear these words for yourself and whatever it is that you're facing right now. You might need to hear these words in life circumstances or in your faith circumstances. Jesus says in verse 27, don't be afraid, take courage, I am here. You see, the fact that Jesus was there was going to change their whole situation. The fact that they could see Jesus with their own eyes coming out of the shadows and hearing his voice was going to change everything. "Don't be afraid," he said. "Take courage. I am here." Do you need to hear that? Do you need to believe that? Do you need to experience that today? Whether that be the first time or you need reminded of it, that whatever is happening in your life, whatever step it is that you need to take next, Jesus is saying, "I'm here. Take courage. Don't be afraid." You know, as I was trying to put myself in the situation of the disciples as they're in that boat, where everything else is going on, I was trying to imagine what it would have been like. You see, here's a wee thought that I had. The disciples had spent loads of time with Jesus. They knew his voice. So they should never have had any doubt who it was that was in front of them when Jesus spoke. Because they would have known his voice. They would have knew that call. Peter would have remembered the time where Jesus said to him, "Peter, come follow me." He would have heard those words. And he was hearing that voice again. Peter would have knew that figure coming out of the shadows and coming through the waves. Peter knew Jesus. But there was still a niggle. There was still something there that was stopping him. That was holding him back. And that's what I want us to think about today. I wonder if you've ever heard or felt Jesus speak to you. I wonder if you've ever heard his voice to say, "I want you to come and follow me." I wonder if you've taken that step. Step out and step into Jesus. Because that's when everything changes. Because Peter, as he hears Jesus' voice, says to him, "Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you, walking on the water." I think this is brilliant, right? Because and anytime you think about this, you think there's Jesus out there, and you would think that Jesus had said, "Peter, come and walk in the water." But no, Peter asked first. Peter said, "Lord, if it's really you, if it is you, then tell me to walk on the water." It was Peter's request that he would experience what Jesus was doing that day. And I love the fact that I suppose you can see his faith growing a wee bit in that statement. The simplicity of this moment. All he was going to have to do was get over the side of that boat. But the faith involved in order to take that step onto the water, believing that he was going to walk on the water that day, would have been absolutely huge. But he heard the words of Jesus, "Don't be afraid, take courage, I am here." And even with that wee niggle of faith, before he took that step of faith out of the boat, he says, "Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you." And as we read in the scripture, Jesus simply says, "Yes, come." It's easy to lose sight of what was actually happening in that moment. The storm was still raging. The circumstances were still so difficult. He wasn't stepping out onto calm waves, onto a still water. We read that actually when he started to sink, when he took his eyes off Jesus. But it's quite interesting that Peter gets over the side of the boat. Wonder if you'd have done that day. Wonder if you'd do that right now. If you knew Jesus was standing in front of you, if you knew Jesus could do miracles in and through your life, if you knew what Jesus could achieve in your circumstances, would you stay in the boat? Or would you take the step of faith and go over and walk towards him and see the impossible happen, experience the impossible happen, experience the miraculous? Because Peter was never going to experience it if he stayed safe on the boat. And that's why I love the fact that Jesus is saying, you know what, I am here with you in your success and in your struggles. I'm here with you in the impossible situations. I'm here with you in the happy times and the hard times. I'm here with you in the small steps of your life, and I'm here with you in the massive steps. I'm here with you. I'm here with you right now. And I'm here with you going forward. Don't be afraid. Take courage. I am here. And you know, I know the times in my life where I've known the step of faith that I'm meant to have taken, but then all of a sudden my excuses kick in. My doubts kick in. The circumstances around me kick in. I try and figure out what's going to happen next, and it just seems totally impossible, so I'm just going to stay safe. I'm not going to step out. I suppose the key in this wee passage, I'd probably change it. I'd love that Peter's response was different to the response that he gave. I wish this was my response every time I felt Jesus speak into my life. God's wanting to transform me and shape me and mold me. Instead of saying, Lord, if it is you, I wish he had said, Lord, I know it's you. I know it's you, so I want to come out and I want to join you on that water. Because he had such confidence in who Jesus was. Changing that if to changing it to I know really makes a difference. And that's the same for us today, whatever it is that we're facing in our life and whatever it is that we're facing in our faith. When we know who Jesus is and when we know what Jesus can do, it gives you the confidence to take that step of faith. As Matthew said, it's not about him putting his faith in himself into him doing the next step. It's him putting his life into God's hands, taking a step onto the water and saying, I'm totally trusting you. And I think there's something that we need to recognize, because as we see in this passage, there was stillness after the storm. And the rest of the disciples were able to exclaim, this is the Son of God. They'd no doubt. No doubt. And when you've got no doubt, it helps you take that step of faith, knowing that you're taking a step with Jesus. And that, I suppose, again brings another big question. You might be sitting here today on the edge of thinking, do you know what? I need to give my life to Jesus. But there's something stopping you. You may be here today and you're thinking, I need to put my faith in Jesus' plan and purpose for my life. But there's something holding you back. You may be here today and you recognize that without Jesus, your life is just in chaos. But he can bring contentment and he can bring calm. Even when the storm has gone mental run about you, that can be your experience. And you might be like Peter today saying, Lord, if it really is you, tell me to come to you. I want to tell every single person in this room today that when you come to Jesus and you say, Jesus, I want to connect with you. I want to engage with you. I want to give my life to you. Jesus will always say, yes, come. He'll always say that, yes, come. And from that moment, that's when you start to see the miracles kick in. That's when you start to see God doing the impossible. That's when you see God doing things that you could never imagine. But we have to say, Lord, if it's you, I want to take the step of faith. That's why Matthew taking this step and saying, Lord, if this is really your will, I believe that you're going to provide. I believe that you're going to do it. And in fact, I believe that God can do immeasurably more than what we could ever ask or imagine. You might be today think to yourself, Lord, if it's you that's asking me to go, or if it's you that's asking me to give, or if it's you that's asking me to share, or if it's you that's asking me to connect, if it's you that's asking me to stand up. And you might just be waiting for the voice of Jesus to say, yeah, come. And I wonder if you would go. Peter asked a direct and focused question that day. Lord, if it's really you, then tell me to come. And he didn't move until he heard the voice of Jesus inviting him to join him. I suppose in life is trying to distinguish and decipher the difference between what I want in my life and what God wants in my life. That's a hard one, isn't it? That's really difficult when you're trying to figure out, is this a God thing or is this a John thing? I actually think there's a wee bit of an easy way to figure out, right? And forgive me for saying this, right? But deep down, I know when it's a John thing because I know the motivation behind the heart behind it, right? Just being honest with ourselves, right? But when it's a God thing, often the God things are things that we really don't want to do. But it's what he asks us to step into. I'm telling you now, folks, I don't want to ever step over the side of a boat into the water. Whether it's calm or no, I don't. That's why I like boats. They keep you safe and they keep you dry. Peter knew that. He spent every day in a boat as he fished. But it's like the title of that wee famous book for years ago. If you want to walk on water, you've got to get out of the boat. And that's a faith thing. Recognizing the reality of the situation that you're in might be totally chaotic in the middle of the storm. You might be looking and thinking the distance to your destination or where you want to be or where you want to go. And it might be significant. But I want to tell you today that in order to get out of the boat, you have to take one step. And that one step is towards Jesus. It can't be any other way. So let me get back to that original question. How big is your faith in comparison with your fear? Is your faith increasing and your fear decreasing because your faith in God is recognizing who he is, what he's done and what he can do, rather than seeing the limitations of who I am, what I can do and can't do? Lord, if it's you, then tell me to come. Tell me to walk on the water. Tell me to take that step of faith. Lord, if it's you, lead me in the direction that you want to take me. Lord, if it's you, help me to step into faith like I've never experienced it before. Lord, if it's you, show me miracles. Show me stories. Show me evidence that will prove you are who you say you are. Lord, if it's you, tell me to step over the boat and into the water. Lord, if it's you asking me, if it's you that's telling me, if it's you that's shown me, I want to step out and step into Jesus. I was inspired this week thinking about the step of faith that, you know, because we get short-sighted sometimes, honestly. I think back to some of the things and some of the moves that me and Fiona made when we were young and trusting God and believing in God and relying totally in God for the next step and what was going to happen next. And I remember we went to go to Johnson at first. And I remember saying to the folks, listen, I don't care what happens next. I'm gone because I believe God wants me to be there. I had no idea where the next penny was coming from. I had no idea where we were going to live. I had no idea what God was going to do. But guess what, folks? He did. And it was incredible. And it still is incredible. But sometimes I recognize that the faith steps that I took back then, am I still as willing to take them today? It's easy to get comfortable in the boat. This is my safe place. Rather than experiencing what God has for you. And Peter would never have experienced that if he'd stayed put. So, as we just reflect on that, is there a step of faith that you have to take? And maybe that is coming to Jesus for the first time and saying, Jesus, thank you for loving me. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for forgiving me. Thank you for giving me a future. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to love you. I'm going to figure this out as I go along, but thank you for loving me. Maybe God's asking you today to take a step of faith into a ministry or into a moment that you are finding this could be really, really scary. And I don't really know if it's meant to be, but I'm going to trust God. Maybe that's you today. Whatever it is, every day, ask yourself, how big is my faith today in comparison with my fear? Because I don't have to fear, because Jesus tells me, don't be afraid. Take courage. I am here. Let's pray together, church, and then an opportunity for us to respond. You might be sitting here this morning and you've felt for a while God speaking to you. God saying, trust me. Believe in me, have faith in me. You may be sitting here this morning and you felt a nudge of God. Maybe to do something or encourage somebody or take a step of faith that's maybe bigger than what you would have ever expected. It's scary, but you know God's speaking. And actually deep down you realize this morning that I know it's Jesus. I know that it's God's will and God's purpose. But there's something that's been holding you back. I'm going to ask you this morning as we pray, visualize yourself taking a step out of that boat and onto the water face to face with Jesus. Don't be like Peter, that when he saw the waves around him and when he saw everything else started to get distracted and started to sink. We're so good at that. We're so good at looking around us rather than looking up. The brilliant thing about that story is that Peter shouted out, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus grabbed him, because that's what Jesus does. And you might have to shout those words today, Lord, save me. Save me for myself. Save me for my sin. Save me for hell. Save me from destruction, my own destruction. Save me from my decisions. And Jesus will grab you and lift you up. Father, as we sit here today, I want to thank you that you are an amazing and all-powerful and almighty God. And you have our lives in your hands. And whatever it is that's going on, whether people sitting here today are going through chaos, I'm thankful, Lord, you can bring calm even in the middle of the storm. I pray, Lord, that we would have faith like Peter to get out of the boat and to walk and experience the miraculous, to walk and experience the things that we could never imagine, to walk and experience the impossible, because you are a God of the impossible. You make it possible. And I pray, Lord, that we would know that in each of our lives, in each of our hearts, in each of our experience today. I pray, Lord, that we'd be able to worship you in the middle of whatever's going on. And the disciples in that moment were terrified. But you turned the terrified into the truth of you were with them. And I pray, Lord, for courage for people in this space today. That we would say, as the disciples said, you really are the Son of God. You really are my Savior, my Messiah. You really are who you say you are. So we pray these things and ask you to help us to take a step out of the boat, a step into faith, and a step into Jesus today. We pray in your name. Amen.